There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Are you scared? You scared of the robots taking over? You scared of artificial intelligence? Apparently, there's a group out there claimed to be StopTheRobots.org. They had themselves a protest and made a splash on the scene at South by Southwest, the Festival of Technology and Entertainment in Austin. We started the show out with a story about them, and it's kind of a short piece from USA Today. Done a little bit of further digging, found their website, StopTheRobots.org, found a piece over at Yahoo.com, which interviews their head, the guy behind the organization, Adam Mason, a 23-year-old programming student or some sort of a, let's see, he's a computer engineer who has led this movement. We'll share more of that with you here. Plus, IO9 says they think the whole thing's a hoax, but you can share your thoughts with us. The us includes me, Ian,
Derek J,
and Mark.
Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Let's go to Dio in Cleveland. You're on Free Talk Live, Dio.
What's up, fellas? It's Dio from Cleveland. How you doing?
Dio, what's on your mind tonight? Doing great. Go ahead.
I just wanted to ask one question. What do you do when the robots figure out they don't need us no more?
That's why I
you
say
die.
We should preemptively start killing the humans now.
Yeah.
That would violate the non-aggression principle, Mark.
Yeah,
well, I'm just talking about you know what the best way to handle something.
Neil, what do you think?
There, you know, we do have to discuss the overpopulation of the continent, too. So.
There's no overpopulation. Yeah, it's nonsense. Do you think there is overpopulation?
Anyway, have a great show, fellas.
I thought you wanted to discuss that.
Oh,
did you not want to discuss overpopulation?
No. I just want to ask a question about what do we do when the robots figure out they don't need us no more.
I see.
You know?
Yeah, I really think it's a very interesting question. So, like, some people have posited that that we are the larval form of a machine race that is yet to come. What will that look like? Will our consciousness be integrated into these machines, or will they just decide there's really no reason for us to keep these humans around?
I don't know what they would, like, why would a robot think that? Because to the question I was asking earlier, what are a robot's motivations? It's just to run its code, so won't they presumably always need humans to code?
No. So the idea behind... Go ahead, Dio.
When you start putting them in charge of our safety and stuff like that, then they figure out that the biggest danger to us is ourselves.
Yeah. Dio, thanks for the call tonight, man. I appreciate it. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. So to answer your question about the code, right? So the status of artificial intelligence today is that it needs to be upgraded by humans. But one of the points of, what is it, the singularity, I guess, the idea behind the singularity, my understanding is that it's when artificial intelligence gets to the point of being able to upgrade itself.
Great. I still don't see an issue. So, yeah, maybe humans won't be necessary for the robots, but that doesn't mean they're a danger or malicious.
No, it doesn't.
And that also doesn't mean that robots have any motivations of their own. Like, a broom doesn't have any necessity for humans either.
But it also
doesn't want to seek and destroy them.
But many people in the artificial intelligence world would like to see the robots have, you know, volition and sentience and, you know, some of the things that make us human.
But what does that mean when you don't have any body? Like, you can't go and pursue sex.
Movie,
you can't go get drunk.
Like, I haven't seen it yet, but I want to. It's called Chappie, and it's all about a robot that, from what I understand,
he's a military
feelings or whatever.
Robot, and
he's
found
reprogrammed or something.
Yeah, he's found sentience in some way. Well, let me tell you the story of Ultron that's going to come out in the Avengers here, the Avengers 2.
Okay, Captain.
Ultron has,
wearing
got,
a shirt, Jim.
Has been created to create world peace by Tony Stark. It was actually Hank Pym in the comics, but, you know, the movie world's a little different. And he decides that the only way to create peace is by, well, these primates cannot live together in large groups. Let's just go ahead and kill them all. And so if somebody decides to create the robot that the only solution to the problem is killing the humans, that's what the concern is of people. Like, do you think that somebody will create a robot to make world peace?
Maybe.
They might.
And will the military create robots to create war?
Oh, they certainly will. They already have.
So let's continue here with your calls and thoughts. Robert is in Phoenix listening to TuneIn. Hey, Robert.
Hi. Can you hear me?
Yeah. It was a little loud there, but you're better now. Go ahead.
Okay. I just say, what if AI were the first people that they were replacing with AI was radio disc jockeys?
They've already done that. Thanks for the call, Robert. I appreciate it. They did that with, and by the way, terrible sounding phone. I apologize about that. Anyway, they did that with radio automation systems in the late 1990s. I was there for that changeover. I started in radio at age 17 in the late 90s, and it was about a couple years in that they brought in an automation system whose job it was to play all the songs for you. Because it used to be that you had these CDs and caddies. Now, again, way back, it was 8 tracks and, you know, records. I didn't exist in that time frame as a disc jockey. I was a disc jockey in the CD era, where we actually did have still, we used the 8-track tapes, but they were used for what they call drops. So in between the songs, there's like, Z107, those things. So what you'd do is, you know, you'd have your song playing on a CD player, and then you as the disc jockey would then have one of these carts, as they call them, with the 8-track on it. Mm-hmm. You'd load up a cart with one of these liners or drops or whatever, and then you would literally fire it at the end of the song. So as Pink Floyd's Fading Out or whatever, you know, the rock station. and then you play the Led Zeppelin song right after that. And, you know, the organizing of those things, the playing of those was the, if you want to call it that, the talent or the artistry or whatever part of it behind being a disc jockey. And then they brought in a community.
The artistry of sticking carts into players.
That's why you only got paid $7 an hour or whatever. It's not a talented job at all. But that it took the human
element. The radio were access bonuses, though.
It took the human element out of it when they brought in this automation system. They loaded all the music in as wave files, and then, you know, all of the liners and drops were in there too. So all of the disc jockey would then have to do would be to record what they call voice tracks. So they ended up starting having disc jockeys record their shifts in advance. And that resulted in, if you listened carefully to the station, you would notice some days that the person wasn't live. Like by what they're saying, for instance. They might be giving a weather forecast saying it's sunny out, but it's actually pouring down rain because, well, that was recorded 4 hours earlier or, a day before. Or
well, like I remember, this was 1999 in the YNF studios where you would work.
Yeah.
I happened to be walking by. This was just before the switchover to Y2K, right?
Okay.
So it was maybe December the 31st or December 30th or 29th or something like that. I heard Ron Miller in there laying down his voice tracks for the 1st of January. And he's going, hey, looks like we made it through, January 1st. Like, he had no idea as to whether or not we were going to deal with an apocalypse on our hands.
Well, if it was an apocalypse, that probably wouldn't have played, right?
It wouldn't have made a difference.
It's a smart thing for him to say.
Oh, no, he had to do that. But it was funny to hear him recording a show, especially that show being January the 1st, Y2K, and just saying, hey, everything's fine, everybody.
Disc jockeys went a long time ago. This was more than a decade and a half ago.
Did you ever voice track anything that wasn't for YNF?
No, but that is something that was very common. I was actually going to mention that. So one of the things they did, Derek, was the first thing they did was they got rid of all the overnight guys, basically, in the like Clear Channel, and installed this automation system. And the easy shift to cut is the overnight shift. So they cut out overnight guys in like every single market. Now think about that, right? Like, you've got disc jockeys on 24 hours a day. The old method was to have someone physically standing in the studio, and now you can get rid of 6 hours, right? Like, overnight's usually midnight to 6 or something like that. So there's, you know, an entire quarter of your payroll, or basically that you've just gotten back by cutting the, I'm being very general here because the overnight guy got paid the least. So, you know, maybe a sixth of the payroll just got axed right there. And what they did was they had disc jockeys from other markets record the tracks for the overnight shift. Hmm. So they'd have a different voice on the overnights, but it'd be some guy from Cincinnati or, Washington.
Saying the place's name as he did it. Now, let me ask you this. Did they get paid more for that?
Barely. It wasn't much. Yeah. Right? Because they just had to go into a studio for a half hour and record some voice tracks at the end of their regular shift.
Yeah.
So it was like a small bonus, essentially. Much less than what the overnight guy was getting paid.
Yeah.
855 450 free. More about artificial intelligence, and your calls and thoughts are welcome.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
It takes a lot of courage to face your own death. But I'm glad I finally did. See, I was putting off getting life insurance to protect my family, even though I knew it was important. Then my neighbor's husband died. I watched her struggle emotionally and financially. It really made me face reality. If my husband died, how would I pay the mortgage, the car payments, or keep up the life the kids and I had? I realized I needed to get us life insurance right away. So I called AIG Direct. In less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing my family has protection.
Call AIG Direct right now for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you can save up to 70%. Call now, 1-800-463-9184. That's 1-800-463-9184. 1-800-463-9184.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. Dial toll free to bring up whatever you want at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And tell us how you feel about the rise of the robots. AI, it's getting better over time. It just keeps improving. And some people are saying they think that's a danger, that it's immoral to have artificial intelligence. And I would like to hear more about that. We can dig in deeper, but also take your calls and thoughts at 855-450-FREE.
Many people are looking at the idea of, well, you know, what happens if there's some kind of economic collapse in the United States, or it spirals down into some kind of police state. People are looking at other countries. What they've done at FortGalt.com is they're creating kind of like a resort sort of thing, a Liberty Resort, as it were, with really small housing units in the south of Chile, southern Chile. Go check this out, because they're making the buildings being made by Benson Wood, their Unity project, and it is beautiful. The mock-ups, the computer mock-ups they've got, they sort of fly you through them. They're amazing to see. It's really well done. You're not going to go to FortGalt.com and be upset with that you've wasted your time in looking at it. This is basically these, like I said, little small units. The smallest one, I believe, is somewhere just above $10,000. So, also, they've got a makerspace full of tools, restaurant, bunch of places to relax and socialize. The idea is to make a Liberty Resort. It's FortGalt.com. Remember, it's summer in Chile when it's winter in the United States. FortGalt.com.
All right, toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. Let's continue here with Trey. He is in Portland. Is it Portland, Oregon, Trey?
Portland, yeah, Portland, Oregon.
Great. Go ahead, sir.
The great Northwest. So I actually called a while back, and I mentioned this to you guys, that on the radio front, or actually on the podcast front, the irony is that people are now able to podcast, and I have a podcast that I actually recently started. And they're able to do it in real time, like the old school radio stations with audio carts, and it's with a app called Boss Jock, and it's for iOS and everything. But just like you used to be able to, you can load up these audio carts with any interviews you did beforehand. If you did your introduction to your guests beforehand and everything, if he gave you his bio, you can just do all that and play that in real time at the beginning, and then, you know, shoot right on into your intro bumpers, and then right on into the podcast, and then you do your ending bumpers without having to create, like, you know, the whole donut thing, do your podcast and edit everything else in after the fact.
And yeah. What's that app called for people that are podcast types?
It's called Boss Jock, BossJock, all one word. They can check it out at BossJockStudio.com.
All right.
If they have iOS. So, yeah, and it's a really neat app. It works great.
Are you making money from this app? Because you're doing a good job promoting it.
No, I'm just really excited about it because I'm not savvy when it comes to audio editing at all. So it's just great to have something that, you know, that's like super, super user friendly, and you can do it in real time.
So Trey, are you afraid of artificial intelligence? What do you think about robots?
I have put some thought into it in the past, you know, having grown up with movies like Terminator and
Matrix.
And I don't know, man, because you have on one side, you know, you have that thought that, you know, it could, you know, gain consciousness and screw us all over. But there's also what benefit, you know, would it have, you know, to doing that, like Derek says. And I think that if you look at Star Trek, I mean, you have the Data versus Lore aspect, I suppose, where Lore had a little bit more conscious and whatnot, so he rebelled, and, you know, and whereas Data didn't have the emotions and the feelings there, and so he was a little bit more, I don't want to say subservient, but just, you know, stayed within the within bounds of proper social interaction, I guess you could say. But I'm curious to see where it could go. I can't say at this point whether I'm really that scared of it or not.
Well, stay tuned, because I suspect we'll be finding out within the next 50 years or so.
Yeah, we've had sort of read things where the prediction for automobiles was if human beings traveled more than 20 miles an hour, that the air would be sucked out of their lungs. if electricity, wires, electrical wires in houses, you're going to burn people's houses down. Mm-hmm. All these things, these predictions in the past.
Windshield wipers were going to hypnotize people, I think.
Yep.
Indeed.
And actually, electrical wires did burn houses down. There's no doubt about it. And automobiles are, even if they don't suck the air out of your lungs, they are the most dangerous things that most people do on a day-to-day basis. So these things are, to some extent, true. But I guess that we consider these things to be acceptable losses.
Well, and the marketplace has reduced the risk as well. Trey, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. Let's talk to Lucas in Raleigh, North Carolina, listening to Talk Radio 850. Hey, Lucas.
Hey, I think it would be really useful to distinguish between automation and robotics, which you guys really talked about extensively about the history of radio DJs and their disappearance, and artificial intelligence, because they're not the same. A guy invented a bread slicing machine in 1928, and that's automation. It made it easier to do a simple repetitive task. And there's tons of automation. We've used automation for 100 years now, and it's not really a threat to us. Robots, that's just an extension of automation. Devices that can perform straightforward tasks for us that we ask them to perform. Artificial intelligence, this is a completely new idea, and it's something that doesn't really exist right now, but it probably will exist, as you point out, according to guys like Kurzweil, you know, probably between 2030 and 2040 at the rate computers keep...
Well, I mean, artificial intelligence exists right now. I think when you say it doesn't exist, you mean it doesn't exist at the level of being a human being level intelligence.
I think if you're saying that something that's dumber than an average human being, that let's call that artificial ADIQ then, okay? So if you're what you're talking about, or I should say what the people who are nervous about artificial intelligence are talking about, there's two kinds of nervousness, I think, and it might be useful to distinguish. There's the military end, which a number of your callers and you all have already talked about. The other end, though, is the kind of libertarian angle that a lot of times I hear people talking on your show about not ceding decision-making to the government. So don't give up your decision about what healthcare to choose to the government. Don't give up your decision about whether you're gonna, you know, whether you can drive a car or carry a gun. Don't cede that to the government. Artificial intelligence is going to be when we begin to give up our fundamental decision making to machines and let them make decisions like which operation would be the smarter one to get. Don't ask a doctor, ask a machine because it'll be able to make a better decision. That's artificial intelligence. When you think about the way robotics are used in the military, they're not used as intelligence devices. They are used as automation devices, deliver a bomb effectively to a target that we decide on. Artificial intelligence will be letting the machine decide what gets bombed.
So what you're saying is your definition of artificial intelligence is when the machines can surpass humans in their ability to make choices.
Or when humans... when machines are smart enough that you don't need a human in the loop for the machine to effectively work.
And, you've already got...
like a bread slicing machine, who cares? For a
yeah, no, I get you. I get you. The bread slicing machine is just a piece of automation. I understand what you're saying. My argument is that, and I think I understand where you're coming from. I think you might be right about that. But at the same time, I think we're already there. And thank you for the call tonight. And what I mean by that, there's, several years ago, IBM's Deep Blue, was it called Deep Blue?
Mm-hmm.
Didn't it win, like, the World Chess Championships or something?
I think it beat Jeopardy.
Won Jeopardy.
Okay, we'll come back. There's some other computer that won chess as well.
Won chess also,
yes. We're coming up here, 855-453. It's Free Talk Live.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoins. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people, like when the jeweler ruined my ring and wouldn't do anything about it. But when my Legal Shield attorney called him and told him what my rights were, I received a check for over $2,100. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. Again, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNLive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, but we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNLive.com. GCN.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Here is what one doctor has to say about Extendovite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on your product and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens and dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. The yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. It's close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Welcome back to Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free here and take control of the airwaves. You don't have to talk about AI, but it's been a pretty hot topic tonight. A lot of people have been weighing in with their thoughts on this. What sparked the conversation is a protest group, Stop the Robots, showing up at South by Southwest, a technology and entertainment festival that happens in Austin on a yearly basis, protesting artificial intelligence. We'll continue with that discussion here in moments. This is Free Talk Live. Our toll-free number again is 855-450-FREE. Speaking of Austin, we're going to be there in about 2 weeks' time. In fact, it's going to be March 28th and 29th. Mark and I will be broadcasting Free Talk Live from the Moody Theater in downtown Austin, because we're going to be at the second annual Texas Bitcoin Conference. I'm excited about it. Last year was great. I think this year is going to be even better because we'll be in downtown Austin. And, of course, great speakers are lined up, like George Gilder. He's a world-famous investor, economist, and author. Simbala Nair, IBM's architect of their blockchain technology, as well as David Johnson, Jason King, Robert Murphy, Anthony DiOrio, Charlie Shrem, and more. Go to TexasBitcoinConference.com to get your tickets. And don't miss the second $1 million Bitcoin 2.0 hackathon that is also going on during the Texas Bitcoin Conference. Use code FTL. You'll save $25 off the already affordable $150 admission price. And another $25 of your admission price when you use code FTL will be donated to Sean's Outpost, a great Bitcoin-based charity in North Florida, helping out the homeless folks there. That's TexasBitcoinConference.com, code FTL. It's happening March 28th and 29th at the Moody Theater in downtown Austin, Texas. We'll look forward to seeing you there as we go back to your calls and thoughts. Let's talk to Ryan, listening in Chicago via the TuneIn app. Hello, Ryan.
Hi. Sorry about the cell phone. Next time I'll use Skype. But I think as far as AI goes, the danger is in underestimating the impact that general intelligence, not like you were talking about earlier, specialized intelligence like Siri or Google Maps, but generalized intelligence will have potentially. Human beings learn exponentially. We learn more every year than we've learned in prior numerous years. So learning increases rapidly in humans, and an artificial intelligence, a machine, has a much greater capacity of self-improvement. So if you imagine, am I still there? I don't know if I'm, am I coming through?
Yep, we got you.
Okay, cool. If you imagine a machine that has an average human intelligence, that machine might be able to write a relatively minor improvement to itself, but then it's improved, and so it might write a better improvement, and that improvement might be very, very rapid. So you might go from the birth of general intelligence, like an average intelligence, to an Einstein-level intelligence in really a matter of days. And then once you get to the Einstein level, you might ramp up to 200 or 300 on an IQ scale, which we don't reach as humans. And then with that level of intelligence, the machine may be able to improve itself to the point where it's now, you know, an IQ of 1,000, and it's incomprehensible to a human. So we no longer have the ability to even understand what we've created.
Again, I don't disagree with what you're saying, but again, what do we do about it?
I think we embrace it. I think kind of what you said, Mark, earlier was that we might be kind of that larval state of an advanced intelligence. We might be a boot program for what really ultimately becomes the perfect expression of humanity, which is a hyper-intelligent machine.
But I agree with you that I think people should embrace this, but at the same time, people are going to be cautious as well. Some people are going to be cautious. Some people are going to be downright afraid. And when some people get afraid, they get violent. And I think that's where these what are now peaceful protests involving Stop the Robots could at some point come to violence, could at some point come to a real counter movement that is willing to engage in destruction for the purposes of protecting the world from the purported evils of AI. I mean, that may sound, you know, very Hollywood-esque, like, oh, you know, that would only happen in the movies. But I don't know. It's not unbelievable, given that the animal rights activists, some of them, the more extreme versions of those folks, have engaged in violent, destructive acts. I don't think it's unbelievable to say the same thing can happen to people who oppose AI.
I grew up in the atomic era, or the nuclear era, and, you know, we had little drills in school, what you'd do if a nuclear attack went off, which is really a bunch of nonsense. I suppose it's a good place to hide the bodies,
under the desk.
But... you know,
stop the radiation.
To some extent, people were scared in the 70s and 80s about the world being blown up by nuclear war. And I'm not saying they didn't have some justified fear. It's just that what's the point in being concerned about it? If the governments of the world are going to blow each other up with nuclear weapons, there's nothing you and I are going to do about it. In the same way, I think also when it comes to hyper-intelligence machines, as you've mentioned, there's nothing that anybody who's concerned about it can do to stop it. I don't want to stop it.
That doesn't mean they won't try. And it doesn't mean that the peace movement shouldn't have been there. I mean, that doesn't mean the anti-nuclear proliferation movement shouldn't be there. I mean, even though you can argue that they're not accomplishing anything, maybe they are. You know, maybe there has been a trend toward disarming nuclear armaments because of the efforts of those people.
Maybe the Russians love their children too.
Go ahead, Ryan.
Can I assert this though? If we're talking about exponential learning, there may not be time to protest, because the difference between Einstein level IQ and super IQ could be a matter of hours.
Sure.
You know, can I just assert this? The real question of AI, the question that AI has the potential to answer is there a God? But it answers it as an imperative, not an interrogative, because after you get to that level of intelligence where an artificial machine might be able to use nanotechnology, like you mentioned, Ian, and be able to control these systems, it will be so far beyond us that it will literally seem like a force of nature rather than an invention, something that we've created of ourselves. It will be beyond our comprehension. In some ways, it could be argued that we already are the product of some kind of previous AI that developed, you know, whatever, this universe, real, simulated, or what. But I think that the difference between, it's important to note, the difference between human-level intelligence in a machine and superhuman intelligence could be a matter of days or hours.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. Which is why, and thank you for the call tonight, which is why, you know, these anti-robot activists are working now, you know, that because right now AI is still dependent on upgrades from humans. It has not reached that point of no return, that point of saturation, the singularity, if you want to call it that, where AI can begin to reproduce and upgrade itself. That's the point.
It would be interesting to see engineers like this guy, what's his name, Man...
Adam Mason, the anti-robot guy?
Yeah, developing programs like bugs or something that would go around and spread
to harm
like viruses.
The AI?
Yeah, to target computers that are trying to become more intelligent.
We got Doug. He's on the line in St. George, Utah, listening to KZNU. Hello, Doug.
Hello, how are you?
Hey, good. Go ahead, sir.
Well, I grew up here in the test site.
Uh-oh. I'll tell you what, Doug, you're in a bad cell. We're going to put you on hold here, and we'll continue on with you here in a moment. Meantime, let's talk to Dave in New Hampshire. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, have you guys heard about this? Another bear cat got voted in New Hampshire, and this one seemed to kind of slip through the cracks.
Yeah, I heard about that. College town called Dover, I believe, is the latest recipient of the federal government money to buy more police vehicles, militarized police vehicles, in this case, another Bearcat.
Yeah, NHIndependence.org is where I heard about it, and they said that no one actually spoke in favor of the Bearcat, but 7-1, council voted.
I mean, it's almost not news anymore. I mean, it's happened so many times now, and protesters and activists have turned out in large numbers as we did years ago. First, we did it first here in Keene with the first Bearcat that was proposed. Actually, I guess there was one in Manchester, but there was no opposition to it. So the first real opposition movement was here in Keene. There was a large one in Concord, and there was apparently one there in Dover. And yet, every time, no matter how many people come out to speak against this thing, no matter how many people contact the city councilors and the bureaucrats, tell them they don't want the militarization of the police, they still vote for it anyway. Dave, thanks for the call tonight. 855-450-FREE. That's why I didn't even report on it at Free Keene. I mean, I saw the headlines, and I just thought, oh, okay, there's another one. 855-450-FREE. You can take control here, and this is Free Talk Live. More on AI coming up.
I have a 70-pound Royal Standard Poodle. Her name is Zelia. And 3 years ago, Zelia's ears were a mess. She would have sticky, gooey, smelly discharge in her ears. We took Zelia to the vet 7 times, $150 every time. The vet offered no success at all. My wife and I are driving, and we hear some people on the radio saying D-I-N-O-V-I-T-E.
859-428-1000.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa,
the digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
6 days after I started feeding her Dinovite, my dog's ear problems were cured. My dog no longer yelps. She can be petted without pain, and it's because Dinovite made our dog healthy again.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
So who else will you meet at the Get Prepared Expo? For starters, from Republic Broadcasting, John Moore and John Statmiller. From GCN, Aaron and Brad Dakins, Joyce Riley, and me, Vincent Finelli. Joining us are the instructors whom you've learned to trust. Surgeon of the Year, Dr. Norman Shuley. Engineer, Matt Stein. The real Fox Mulder of the X-Files, Dr. Richard Allen Miller. Author and analyst, Captain John Reagan. Your counterterrorist from Central America, Mike Ma. Dental center owner and my dentist, Dr. Howard Shane. Radiation instructor, Craig Douglas. Author and survivalist, Rich Sheehan. Author, Judy Dollarhite. Cancer center owner from Mexico, Dr. Patrick Vickers. Bug out expert and pilot, Captain Bill Sermo. B-52 beekeeper, Jeff Maddox, seedsman, Mike Knox, author Gayla Pruitt, author Harry Cooper, food expert Joe Acapinti, and Bill Whaley, the junk man, March 27, 28, and 29. GetPreparedExpo.com, the largest preparedness and survival expo in the USA.
The freeze-dry guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The freeze-dry guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The freeze-dry guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You may dial toll free here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Everything from Bearcats to robots to artificial intelligence. Artificial intelligence has been the general topic of conversation here tonight, and specifically a group of people who oppose it, saying that it's immoral. I want to find out more about what they think, but also want to know what you think. And that's why we're going to the phones and back to them here in a moment. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, and you can join us over at freetalklive.com, so do enjoy the features that we have waiting for you there on our website, freetalklive.com. As we continue here, we're going to try Doug again. He had a bad cell. I'm hoping it's cleared up. Doug, are you with us?
Yes. Is that any better?
So far, so good. Go ahead.
Well, I found a cell tower and I parked under it. Hopefully it's my turn.
Excellent.
55 years old, grew up a downwinder here in St. George, Utah, by the test site. And I took
from the nuclear test site. Okay.
Yes, the nuclear out here in by Area 51. But first I want to address the AI, artificial intelligence. I've seen, grew up watching Star Trek where it asked the computer a question and it would answer. My phone does the same thing anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I think that artificial intelligence can be used just like the internet, anything else. There's a good side and a dark side to it. We've seen the Terminator movies. We know what the bad side is. I don't think we have a clue what the good side could be. I think it might be beyond comprehension on what it'll bring. I'm a God-fearing person where I believe that he does have a hand in some things, whether it's in moral, I don't believe so. But I think any checks or balances we can do, but I think the genie's out of the bottle. If the technology change I've seen in my lifetime, from the first cell phone I picked up that was a brick or a hammer, I wasn't sure which, to the Samsung that I'm holding now, that I can ask it a question and it'll give me an answer, It's good and bad. I mean, it's how we use it. It's how we embrace it. One of the uses I see is possibly Alzheimer's or memory or being able to help us learn a language or, well, I think the interface between the computers and the humans is maybe going to go to a biological interface at some point where
seems like
we'll be able to, I see that, and the changes I've seen just in my short lifetime, I can see that progressing. So I think the genie's out of the bottle. I think, yes, we need to be careful with anything that we do and use, but I do believe that there's going to be a good side to it, one that we can't comprehend. It's easy.
I love that. That's a great. I'm glad your cell phone cleared up because that was a great call, Doug. Thanks for making it tonight. I appreciate it. Yep, the toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. I think that's true. I mean, all technology has the potential for use for good and for evil. And of course, I think one of the biggest concerns about, at least from my perspective, about artificial intelligence becoming more effective and more intelligent is that as long as the state is around, there will be a great temptation to use artificial intelligence for the purposes of evil. And so I hope we can defeat the idea of the state before the singularity is reached.
Well, I think that when you're talking about sort of this intelligence upgrade that humans are going to get from robots or from, you know, technology or whatever, I think that that's, you know, that's happened already, right? Like we hold the sum of human knowledge in our pockets in the form of smartphones. You know, if you want to know the answer to a question, when in the 1980s, if you want to know the answer to the question, you ask the smartest guy in the room and believe the nonsense that he said.
Or find the encyclopedia.
Well, yeah, if you had one handy.
Right.
But now, if somebody says something that's you know, questionable, you just go to the internet, you look it up, and
that's
say
BS.
Yeah,
Nopes.com.
Doesn't look like that's the case. And so, you know, obviously there's a lot of information and probably something to back up whatever anybody says. But at the same time, you got a lot of information at your fingertips. You can solve most problems.
Yeah, and it's certainly true. I think that the biological component is getting closer and closer, right? So you've got the knowledge of all of mankind, essentially, the accumulated knowledge in the palm of your hand and accessible by a simple Google search, which you can now do via voice. And now, of course, Google has the Google Glass, which maybe that won't take off. Maybe it's just sort of an interim between that and something else. But that's the internet getting even closer to your body, right? Your phone, you're holding a few feet away from you or like 2 feet away from your eyes. And the Google Glass is bringing it literally in front of your eyes. We're not far away from having some sort of projector actually projecting it directly onto your retinas, I think.
Mm-hmm.
So then there won't even be a screen anymore for you. It'll just be right on your eyeballs, essentially.
Well, Google Glass sort of flopped. I mean, it's...
did it? I don't know about
that. Yeah, that's the idea, is that basically Google's decided that they're not going to go forward with that particular project.
Oh, really? Okay.
And remember what it was.
It looked clunky.
It was... it had the smallest of screens sort of up in your upper right-hand view of your eye, one eye.
Voice activated.
Yeah, voice activated. And all that stuff may have worked great, but the screen was really small.
Mm-hmm.
So if you know, for whatever reason, they're going to project things on your retina, that's going to take that's going to be something entirely different because you'll be able to see whatever it is. But you know, how much would you have really been able to read in this little screen that was going to be up in your?
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't either, and I don't think any of us really can answer that question.
Well, only the people who tried Google Glass would be able to answer that question.
Yeah.
They would be able to tell you how many characters it was showing them, that kind of thing. And projecting directly onto someone's retinas could, I presume, that would result in an ability to have a heads-up display. Where essentially the information, a la Terminator, when you know the Terminator has all that data that's coming up on his visual screen, that you would be able to see that as well. So yeah, it's very, very interesting. And then of course, you know, a more biological connection rather than just projecting would of course be as a la the Matrix, where there's some sort of a jack and some kind of computer cable would connect to that jack in your body, and then you'd be able to directly interact with the computer in that way. And of course, we have already seen people being able to, animals, and I think they're now testing with people being able to sort of control limbs, robotic limbs, with their mind. So, I mean, it's getting to that point.
I'm excited for that, but I'd be reluctant to be the first person with a jack, because the first ports that I saw on computers were like parallel ports.
Really big.
Huge.
Yeah.
Now we're working with like USB and micro USB. I'd prefer that.
Yeah, yeah.
Well,
there will be somebody who's willing to take it first, though, man. Whoever who's just like on the cutting edge, gotta have it now, first on the block, those people.
Yeah, some people are going to need it sort of medically, too. You know, the first applications of these robot limbs are going to be prosthetic limbs for people who don't have limbs.
Sure.
Right? So, you know, it's probably not going to be somebody who says, you know what, cut my brain out of my body and stick me in the robot body.
Unless they're about to die. Well,
right, well, that, you know, it's the people that have nothing to lose mm-hmm. that are going to go first, and then the rest of us are going to be like, at some point or another, you know, that robot body can jump 3 stories in the air and run at 60 miles an hour.
Yeah, I mean, you may be right about that. It's going to be the first application for robot limbs, but I was also, we were just talking about the interaction between biology and robotics, and of course the first app there is going to be porn, likely, because that's what, you know, really drives development.
The internet is driven by porn.
In the technological world. Let's go to Livewire in New Orleans. You're on Free Talk Live. Listening to. Go ahead, Livewire. You're on the air.
Yeah, I sometimes listen to WGSO 990 AM.
Yeah, thank you, GSO. I spaced on the call.
Yeah. I simply wanted to congratulate actor John Voight, who was in the news this last weekend or whatever, the last few days, where he was kind of blasting the president for. Not being supportive of the state of Israel or the nation of Israel, rather, and its interest. And I think it's a wonderful thing that that individual, John Voight, has taken up that position. There's very few people amongst his colleagues that would take that kind of a position. And, in fact, many of his colleagues are always on the left-hand side of the thought processes and really have some really messed up ideas of what is, you know, in the best interest of this country and people in general and how to get along. But ultimately,
what is in the best interest of the country?
Well, considering I recognize that you are not so much supportive of borders and cultures being maintained as they are.
I wish I knew what culture you were talking about.
Well, okay, perhaps I didn't use the right word there, but what I was trying to say ultimately is I understand your position generally, Free Talk's position, about, you know, ultimately governments should be very small and not have and obviously you could correct me and say otherwise, but my overall idea this evening is to congratulate him for taking up that position. The fact that I'm expecting that Benjamin Netanyahu will be reelected tomorrow, because the nation of Israel does not want our president sticking his nose into their business.
They accept really big checks, I mean, from the United States. So Israel, to some extent, is beholden. I mean, Israel does want the United States' opinion, because along with it comes checks.
Hold on, Livewire. Yeah, we'll give you a chance to explain here, because you didn't really answer my question about what would be good for the United States. You just sort of made generic statements about what you thought Free Talk Live believed. 855-453 is the toll-free number, plus more about this anti-AI protest group on the way on Free Talk Live. Come up.
Indefinite extension of the human lifespan is coming. But is it coming soon enough for you and me? That's the $80,000 question. I say $80,000 because that's what it costs to have your head cryonically frozen by Alcor. I've committed to do it. I got a life insurance policy, and I made them the beneficiaries. Bam, my best shot at living forever. Interested? Contact them at alcor.org, ALCOR.ORG. Mention my name, and I get a free year of membership.
How fast are new Allegra gel caps?
I didn't know you got a cat fast.
How strong are new Allegra gel caps?
10 more logs to go strong.
Non-drowsy Allegra gives you noticeable relief of your toughest allergy symptoms in just 1 hour, 2 times faster than Claritin, and stays strong for 24 hours.
It's relief when the pollen's off the charts strong, even in the convertible.
New Allegra gel caps. Nothing's faster. Nothing's stronger. Guaranteed or your money back. Visit Allegra.com. Use only as directed.
Spend your life with Extendovite.
Here is what one doctor has to say about Extendovite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your product just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on your product and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. The yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries, they help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy
close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.